The 4-square-mile community of Sandy Oaks has about 4,000 people and is located at Loop 1604 and I-37. It falls within what's called the ETJ, which is the area San Antonio can absorb later if it decides to do so. The residents wanted 9 square miles of land to make its own city, but dropped that down to 4 square miles and applied to be released from the ETJ in August. However, on Thursday, the city council voted to only allow 2.4 square miles per city staff recommendations. Councilman Ray Saldana says he believes the 37-1604 corridor will be vital to allow San Antonio the ability to grow economically on the southeast side.
I want to say that I'm boldly optimistic about what's possible out there, and I think that that particular interchange and corridor is going to be hugely responsible for how San Antonio is going to be able to provide for its future residents and current residents.
Art Martinez de Vara, the mayor of Von Ormy, is the legal counsel for the community. He says the 2 miles that was left out contains commercial property that is vital for sales taxes to provide city services.
If you can imagine running the city off entirely residential property taxes, the property tax would be astronomically high. And considering the nature of Sandy Oaks, it's predominantly mobile homes and of low property valuation, that makes it even more challenging.
DeVara says incorporating the square miles they were given is not feasible, but they will consider possible litigation or seek appeal before San Antonio reviews its annexation plan in January. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.